Hi everyone, I have been working on a piece documenting and showing cases about starvation for a week now. It's going to be posted soon, but what makes me sad and desperately waiting for a ceasefire more than any time before is that this is the third piece I am making about starvation and apparently no sustainable solutions for this. Nothing is preventing Israel from weaponizing and keep weaponizing starvation as a fundamental ingredient in its genocidal vision in Gaza Strip, which is a tool to kill more people and to humiliate the Palestinians and to break their will literally forever, for generations, because people are just dying, losing their lives, dying gradually in a very cruel way, just losing their muscles, their fat, their sizes, crumble like literally like nothing. And die in front of the families, in front of the mothers and fathers, which will be broken forever and remembering this, these hard days and these, nothing can describe how a mother and a father can just stare at their child every single day for weeks before passing in front of their eyes without being able to do anything. And this is what Israel is growing inside all of us as adults and parents and as children as well. Yani, besides killing an amount of a class for 2 years daily, now Israel is killing children by starving them to death. For 2 days I've been searching about milk for children. Milk, it's a baby food. Nothing threatening the existence of what so-called Israel, the baby killer machine. And I failed. I didn't find anything. No substitute, no food, no fresh food, no milk, nothing, literally nothing. For 2 days I've been searching. And not me only. We're 2 million starving people. Literally preferring to have a bullet in the chest or head and die, waiting for the GHF humiliating non-humanitarian aids, rather than watching our families dying in front of our eyes. And literally people around the world, governments, everyone is just normalizing the thing. They're getting comfortable with a starving population. We know the doer, we know the reason, we know the way to solve this and to stop this, and no one is doing anything. 2 million people are starving. And it's your moral and social and human responsibility to deal with all means right now, in this moment, with this situation, to do something. Make the sound of our empty stomachs loud, louder than their empty speeches, louder than their hypocrisy, louder than them. We know who are they. They are the complicit companies. They are the complicit governments. They are the weapons traders. They are Israel. They are the US. They open the borders. Open the borders right now. Bring food for injured people. Bring food for children. And do not stop talking about it, or do not talk about it as just a daily update and just a quick information. It doesn't need math, it doesn't need any scientists to tell you this, but for 5 months of starvation now, people had some food that they stored. Their immune system and their bodies were able still to hold on, but now we have nothing more to consume and our bodies are already exhausted. So over the past 5 months, over 80 children passed because of starvation, but this number would definitely double many times, just because now our bodies have been starving for a long time. We're talking about 70,000 children are at the risk of death now, not the risk of famine, because they are already starving for months. And now you will just start hearing about mass deaths in the Gaza population because of starvation. And again, no one is doing anything for Israel. Israel is literally starting more and more wars and expanding the genocide zone because it's so comfortable with the idea of starving a whole population, weaponizing the humanitarian aid, and That's it. It's a recipe to kill as much people as they can. I've been hearing children screaming and crying until the midnight because there's no food in the tents. I've been watching parents sacrificing their food portion, which is very little, just for their elderly parents and the children. I've been watching people feeding the babies lentils and so on at the age of 2 months old, maybe younger, if there are any lentils or rice or anything. This famine needs to stop, because this is a huge shame. And just imagine, what will you tell your children when they ask you about us and about what have you done for us and how you caused a loud chaos for your complicit government? And not just that, who will protect you and your family and your children when it's your turn? Because their war is not only against Palestinians, its war is against anyone, against their will. And their will is to take over everything and to make your life miserable more. So, stand now, or you will not find anyone to stand with you when it's your turn, because we will be all dead.